This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. We're at the end of the first week of campus carry at public universities in Texas. That means folks who have permits to carry concealed weapons can now take them into school buildings, including classrooms and dormitories. Neil Smotrisk is president of the University of North Texas in Denton, and he's been wrestling with how to enforce campus carry since the law passed. Neil Smotrisk, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Good to be here, Rick.
So how will it work at UNT? Where will students, teachers, and others be able to carry concealed guns?
Well, in general, you can carry concealed handguns if you are a legal permit holder on any part of public part of our campus, roads and walkways. There are several places where they're restricted. In fact, there are 13 specific facilities or parts of buildings that are restricted. Those would include certain laboratories where there could be immediate issues with life safety, our chapels, places where very large special events occur.
That being like the football stadium or the arts theater.
Correct.
When school starts at UNT on August 29th, will it be as safe a campus as it was last year at this time?
I think that's awfully hard to predict one way or the other. In the words of many of my fellow presidents here in Texas, none of us know how this particular law makes the campus more secure. By the same token, there's no evidence on a national level that places that allow concealed handgun license holders to carry weapons onto campus has made those campuses less safe. In fact, there is to date, to the best of my knowledge, no recorded incident of a concealed weapon holder committing a violent act on a campus. The smart money right now is on there will actually be little practical effect. There are, however, emotional effects.
These rules don't apply to private schools like TCU or Baylor or SMU or Austin College and Sherman. They all decided not to allow campus carry. With so many worried students and parents, does that put you at a competitive disadvantage?
Well, since the public universities in our state all charge about the same and the privates charge double, triple, or perhaps even more than what we charge, we don't feel that the competitive disadvantage is terribly strong. We do believe, however, that there is some asymmetry in requiring the publics to do this and the privates not to.
The timing of this law was pretty uncomfortable. It went into effect the same day that UT Austin marked the 50th anniversary of the first mass school shooting. Last week, I talked with Claire Wilson James, who was the first person hit by a shot from the UT Tower back in 1966. And here's a bit of what she said.
Just by accident, I got to talking to a police officer from Rochester, New York. He was saying it just made no sense. He thought it was a really bad idea. And he's a police officer. And I thought that was so telling. But I just think in general, why would you want guns on a university campus?
Neil Smotrisk, why would you want guns on a university campus?
Well, I don't, and I don't believe I know any president who does. However, one could make an argument, I suppose, that they could create a more secure environment if there's an active shooter on campus. Our campus police disagree with that.
What's your biggest concern about implementing this fall?
Really, the biggest concern is the emotional response of faculty, staff, and students. Those who feel less secure are going to have issues that could impede their ability to do their job or their comfort level and their satisfaction at work, or in a case of a student, the learning environment. And overcoming those and helping people to carry on, regardless of their fears and concerns, I think is the largest problem that's facing us currently.
Neil Smotrisk, president of UNT in Denton, thanks for taking the time.
It's been a pleasure, and I anticipate hearing much more about this topic as time goes on.